This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Waldron joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you today, my man?
I'm doing good. It's another great day in the big leagues. So I'm enjoying that, and I just got out of the field, so feeling good.
So before we got you before you even got into any of your routine, I mean, let's just start with, you know, you made the club out of spring. You earned a spot out of spring. I'd say the first couple starts made didn't go the way you liked them to, but it just seems like every start that you have made, you've learned something from the previous start, and you have been able to apply it in a way, and it just seems like you're in a good groove right now.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I feel like I am too. I feel like I'm learning something from each start, and you know, the best way to learn sometimes is the hardest way, and that's failing at that level and just, you know, pretty badly, like the Cardinals start and the Diamondbacks start. I feel like it's really, you know, I had to make some adjustments.
Matt, did you hear any of the noise in the month of April? And if so, how tough was it as you're trying to legitimize and kind of prove to everybody that you belong here? I mean, it's pretty obvious to all of us now that you are where you are supposed to be. But I'm sure that there was maybe a little extra stress on yourself to try and go out and show what you could really do early this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just, you know, keeping the ERA at a good spot is always at the front of a starting pitcher's mind. And just, you know when you're not doing well, and you know there's probably some better options out there if you don't turn things around. So you really gotta perform, you know, immediately.
Matt Waldron joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And Matt, you've kind of evolved as a guy who has a knuckleball. I don't know if that you would call yourself a knuckleballer at this point, but what do you think has led to this success? I mean, I've talked to you a little bit about it in the clubhouse about, you know, your different ranges of your knuckleball. The one thing that stands out to me is on days that you haven't necessarily been able to command it the way you want, you've been able to lean on that sweeper and on that cutter and on that sinker to get you back in at bats so that you could use the knuckleball. Has that kind of been the evolution in your year so far?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I think, you know, number one, I would say, like, I rely on the knuckleball for sure. And if that thing's not going, it definitely I have to rely on something else, whether that's a sweeper or, you know, backdoor two-seam or anything, really. You just, like, I feel like, yeah, having all of them isn't always possible, but, like, when they're on, it definitely makes the job less tough.
Matt Waldron is with us from the Padres, who play the Brewers tonight, and our Friar Friday guest. Matt, I'm curious, how much of a knuckleball savant are you or have you become? And I'm talking about, you know, some of the history and the pitchers that have used the knuckleball. And have you had a chance to speak to some of these guys at all? Charlie Huff, Tom Candiotti, talk about the pitch. It seems like back in the day, anyway, the knuckleballer was kind of a fraternity unto itself. Right now, you're a pitcher unto yourself because no one else is throwing it. So who do you lean on to, you know, to talk about this crazy thing that you have?
Yeah, I've definitely talked with a couple guys. I'd say Tom Candiotti significantly, and you know he's always left the door open, so if I ever have questions or hit a wall, and you know this game can definitely make you do that, so I'll reach out to him. But I can't say I've looked up so much of the history that like I know all about the hit. Like I'd probably disappoint you on saying that I just don't know as much about the history. Obviously I know Wakefield, and I believe he's the reason why I started throwing it, and so it's been cool to experience it. But really, just, you know, I feel like I'm able to throw that pitch, and learning how to compete with it was the hardest part at first. But and I feel like I'm learning. I'm just, you know, trying to make strides, and I'm always a student of this game. And I feel like, you know, some things have been clicking a little bit recently.
I have to share with you, having been up in the booth next to Tom, this guy is beaming watching you throw the knuckleball and have the success that you're having. I mean, obviously, he talked a little bit about you guys' relationship and giving you some little tidbits. And he made the note to myself that you've kind of gone through the same evolution as every knuckleballer, right? I think there's a part of you that, you know, I still got good stuff on the other pitches. I don't necessarily want to become just a knuckleballer, but we've seen you at times when you've had your most success throwing it at a high level. He is certainly a guy who, it seems like, is in your corner, even though, you know, he's working with another team right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I really appreciated that, you know, just having, and I think he's supportive too. And that's what I think I've loved the most, is just he wants to see me do well. And I think that does more than even just leaving the door open. Like, I think just that support, and he's been very helpful.
Matt Waldron is with us. Grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, for those who might wonder. Went to the University of Nebraska, but grew up a Kansas City Chiefs fan, which is why this next quote is so amazing. The quote is, "I'm trying to learn the knuckleball the Waldron dude from the Padres throws." And the guy who said that quote was Patrick Mahomes, no less, the Chiefs quarterback. Have you had a chance to talk with him? Has he contacted you yet? I know you were kind of fired up about that, though.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience. I know. I remember hearing, or I got a couple texts saying, "Hey, the MVP shouted you out." And for us that day, the MVP of our game was Jackson because he hit the walk-off. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. But then I realized they were talking about Mahomes, so that was a different level. And then, I haven't gotten to talk to him. I'd say I'm a little nervous. I don't think I'm quite qualified to.
Oh, you're qualified. Come on.
But that definitely crossed my mind. But no, he's, wow, yeah, that's. That was a definite high in my life, for sure, that I don't think I would have thought meant as much as it does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Matt Waldron joins us here. Matt, a little bit about game planning. As you go into each of these starts, you and Ruben, I assume, and whoever's catching, we know it's going to usually be Kyle catching, get together, you formulate your game plan. How much is that able to stick depending on how well the knuckleball feels? Because a lot of times for the knuckleballers in the past, they would have a start in which they just had no feel for the knuckleball and they would get hit. You don't necessarily have to go through that because you have the other pitches. Has there been a start where the knuckleball just didn't feel good coming out and you kind of had to adjust the game plan?
Yeah, absolutely, and those are scary, to be honest. Those are like, you know, it feels like I'm fighting with one arm or something, I would say. So I don't feel quite as whole without it. But I would say the red series was definitely one there. I was just like, or the red at home the first time we played them was tough for me. And that being, you know, when I have a lack of belief in it, that's even another like just really like debilitating, you know, scenario. And it gets to you, so I feel like just that lack of belief in it, too, kind of doubles down on top of just the results that it wasn't getting.
Well, it's getting the results now for you, Matt. And, I mean, some of the quotes, I mean, to hear Jazz Chisholm say he thinks it's the best pitch in baseball. And Bryson Stott the other day said, man, he threw one to Bohm that hit him and then threw the same pitch to me and it dropped in for a strike. I didn't know what to do. It's nice to hear that, I'm sure. Real last thing I wanted to ask you, because I did have a chance to visit with Phil Niekro one time, the great knuckleballer, and he detailed this whole thing to me about what he does between starts and on game days in terms of keeping his fingernails right. The exact, you know, because it's actually a fingernail ball in a lot of ways. Got to dig them into the ball. Right. So are you very careful, you know, like between starts, or is it just day of game to make sure that everything is exactly right the way you need it?
Yeah, I would say at first I was like obsessing over it a little bit. And then I think that, I guess psyched me out a little bit. So like, I'd be like, oh no, that's a millimeter too long or something. Cause it really is. So I feel like just, you know, I kind of get it dialed in the night before and that way I don't have to worry about it. And if it's a little long, like I'd rather shy on it being too long than too short. And I'm like, yeah, so That is, there is some serious truth to that. Yeah, the nail length being very important.
That's interesting. A lot of knuckleballers that I've seen carry a foul with them,
yes,
and they're constantly shaping the nails. That's super interesting. Matt, we'll let you go, man. We know you got to get your day started. Appreciate you coming on. Continued success as we move forward in the season, and thanks for giving us some of your time.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Good luck.
Matt Waldron,
continued
Padres knuckleballer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.